This is Matt Wells at UN News. A new assessment by the International Labour Organization, ILO, shows the COVID-19 pandemic could increase global unemployment by around 25 million. ILO is calling for an internationally coordinated policy response, which would be of particular benefit to South Asian countries like India, since a large part of its workforce lacks social security and employment benefits. UN News' Anshu Sharma spoke to the director of ILO's Decent Work Team for South Asia, based in the UN's India office, Dagmar Walter.
We have learned from the 2008-09 financial crisis that the coordinated international policy response will be much more effective in getting out of this crisis and limit the rise, for example, in unemployment and what I mentioned before. So really to protect workers in the workplace, to stimulate the economy and employment, and also to safeguard income for workers. So that will mean, for example, extension of social protection, also finding ways of part-time work, short-time work, teleworking, and see how the social partners can respond to this. And likewise with the government, how to extend actually schemes.
So how is ILO assisting the countries, and especially India, to fix the situation which is in front of us right now?
Yes, we have two major tools that really can help also instill confidence and trust in the population, in particular to favor social dialogue between the government, workers and the employers about the measures and solutions to be put in place. And that is important actually to have workers and the people really to adhere to them so that implementation becomes effective. Likewise, we have seen before in crisis situation how international labor standards are proven instruments really that we can build upon to have a common policy response. If, for example, we have an instrument that deals with peace and resilience and work and decent work in this context. So that is just one example. So we will certainly work with everyone, the United Nations, all our partners, and of course the direct constituents to support this crisis response.
So the workplaces shutting down, and the context of India especially, where majority of the workforce is in the informal economy, what policy measures do you think would help the workers who are daily wage workers or are in the informal sector?
Of course, they are kind of hard hit because the global economy, supply chains, etc. are grinding to a halt in this scenario. And what we see is that existing schemes that are already there can be used to be topped up and also in particular reach out to more. Likewise, micro, small and medium enterprises are really the backbone of the economy, also in the unorganized sector here in India. And it is important that they get support from the government in terms of, for example, benefits so that can be extended to them. Also that the banks and the private sector elsewhere can support this local economic tissue really that is so important. Also for building back, but really to safeguard these jobs and for social cohesion in particular.
Any message that ILO would like to give?
Yes, really, I think in this crisis times, the most important to have at heart is that help needs to reach the people, because they really need to be reassured and they need to play their role. In this, also with the virus and so, it is very difficult to come out and say, well, I am ill and I cannot work, or some cannot even afford it. But even if you are in a workplace, you may not want to do that because you're afraid of losing your job. So a people-centered approach is of essence at this stage.